tip of the week. Well, gardeners often worry about what they're going to grow in their summer pots, and I thought I'd try and simplify it a little bit by giving a little plug to scented pelargoniums, Israel varieties, varieties like Sweet Mimosa and Mabel Grey and plants like that. Two things about them. One is they make big plants, so you've got a handsome shrubby plant in a pot. The second thing is that when you go past them, if you brush them, the leaves will give you the most wonderful, wonderful scent and perfume the air. And the other thing is you can pick the leaves and you can use them in tisanes if you're somebody like Mr. Poirot or tea. Or you can use the leaves for flavouring cordials. You can actually put them into rhubarb and things like that, and they'll give that added little sort of scented thing. Or you can dry them and you can put them in potpourri. Or, as they say,
or
in
potpourri.
So posh circles, how do they say it in?
Potpourri.
Potpourri indeed. And I think the thing is you just pinch, sniff and enjoy.